Travis Fields Reconstruction Contractor is completing the punch list now with the acceptance of that project expected by the end of this month. The facility is now hosting a variety of games and tournaments, so if you haven't had a chance, go out there and check it out. It's a lot of fun. The bridge replacement of hole 18 at the city course should be completed next month. The city's course, Briar Creek Channel Replacement Construction Project, is also underway. We expect to complete that project in early July. Construction should begin on phase one of the Old Hearn Road project in May, with limits from Wilhelm to Texas Avenue, and construction completion is expected in late 2023. The Palisota and Beck intersection should be open late this week, and the roundabout at Groesbeck and Palisota should open in June, with project completion anticipated in July. Palisota Street Phase 2 construction has begun and will be completed by the end of this year. As part of the William Joe Bryan Utility Relocation Project, utility relocation of city overhead fiber and some of the Suddenlink fiber to go underground was recently completed, and the project construction should wrap up by the end of this summer. The TxDOT 1179 Raise Medians project construction began last month. Limits of this project include the intersection of South College and Villa Maria through the curve of Villa Maria and Briarcrest, ending at the intersection of Briarcrest and Kent Street. Lane closures and traffic delays are definitely expected in this project. The TxDOT Texas Avenue Phase 1 project construction begins this month, with limits from Old Hearn Road to 15th Street, inclusive of the Highway 21 intersection redesign. TxDOT will bid the William Joel Bryan project in late June. The scope of that includes raised medians, roundabouts, traffic signals, sidewalks, and landscaping, with the limits from Texas Avenue to just past the post office. The section from the post office to Highway 6 will be included in TxDOT's Highway 6 widening project. The TxDOT Texas Avenue Phase 2A project to construct raised medians is scheduled to bid in August, with its limits from 15th Street to University Drive. The final designs for Gateway Monument signs on Highway 21 and on Highway 6, those are underway. Staff is coordinating placement with TxDOT, and the project should be bid, I believe, later this summer. In our pools and parks update, family campout is from Saturday, April 30th at 3 p.m. to Sunday, May 1st at 9 a.m. Be held at Austin's Colony Park. Registration is required, and you can see the city's website for more information on that. The next free microchip and rabies vaccination event is Saturday, May 14th from 8 a.m. to noon at Edgewater Park. For this and other event information, you can also check out our website, and that's bryantx.gov. In other news, a public meeting of the Bryan Early Flood Warning System will be held Monday, April 18th from 5:30 to 7 in Council Chambers. A short presentation will be made for the public regarding the scope of the project, and staff will be in attendance to answer any questions anyone may have. Lastly, the next Household Hazardous Waste Drop-Off event, hosted by Twin Oaks Landfill, is Saturday, April 23rd from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., Bryan residents can dispose of a variety of household hazardous items for free. And for more information on that, you can see twinoakslandfill.com.